The next point that I'm going to talk about is feeding with all classes of food in mind. We've grown up in a society or in a space where we think that if it's not baby cereal, it's not working out. Did you know that it's not every baby cereal you buy? It's not every brand you patronize. No matter how good their marketing is, no matter how good the testimonials are, no matter how fantastic people say they are, if you are going to buy from them, you are buying on the basis that you want to try and see if your child will like it. Don't, because I feel like we make that mistake a lot. Brands are marketing to sell a product, right? They are telling you as the consumer what you want to hear. So if it doesn't work out for you, that's not their fault, okay? That's not their responsibility because they put out marketing. That's what it's called. It's called marketing. However, it is important for you that even as you're buying, you ensure that you know what you are buying. What are the constituents of what I'm buying? And why is this relevant to my child? Let me give an example. Whenever you feed, right? In fact, this is something we talk about as one of the lectures for the Peds Nutrition Challenge. But it is nutrient density over quantity. Nutrient density over quantity. It is exceptionally important that when you feed, you aim with nutrient density. How do you achieve nutrient density? Let me give an example of a particular food that is very dense. Now, I buy pap, right? And I decide that the kind of pap I want to give is the one that has fermented guinea corn, has corn, has millet, has funyo, and if I feel like it, it might even have some soya, right? But I need to say this, which is important. The way that soya beans is processed in Nigeria by a lot of people, especially the local people, is not correct. All you are giving your child is raw soya beans. Soya beans needs to be fermented for a minimum of 7 days. After that, you can then go ahead to dry it and roast it. After roasting, you can then use it to produce soya bean powder or soya bean milk. Because they are all produced from the same thing. Now, like I said, you have all those grains inside the pap you want to give your child. That's density at its peak. However, you've missed out the oils because all you have are the grains, right? So you need an oil. So you might decide that, okay, let's add a little bit of butter. Oh, maybe I want to add some egg yolk. Oh, I've decided, okay, if it's not butter, if it's not egg yolk, maybe let me add some pure granite oil. Maybe not pure granite oil. What I have is coconut oil. You see how in my head, I'm trying to make sure that the meal is, you know, is rich in terms of the quality of food that is there. Then I now say to myself, I need to add some milk to it, so we need to get some protein in there. This meal alone contains vitamins, contains minerals, contains fermented grains, which are fantastic sources of fiber, easily digestible. It also contains healthy fats. Now, when you don't feed like that, there is no way that you're going to be giving a child a decent meal that is always healthy. And the why I gave this example is because it's the perfect example of the kind of thing you can give a child who is 6 months. Now, a lot of brands already have those grains mixed together. And they always suggest that you always pair it with even like a banana, you know, for example, maybe their grain and a banana or something like that. But the point is that they are not the ones that will teach you the combinations. Their job is to create a formulation that they believe will fit you best in terms of the density of what they are trying to sell or in terms of the density or the quality of what they are trying to sell. But it doesn't mean that it's going to work for everybody. So you as the individual must do your research in ensuring that you are feeding with all the classes of food in mind, okay? Just because you buy a particular grain does not mean it's going to be the magic trick for you. You must feed with nutrient density in mind and not quantity. Because when you feed with nutrient density, you are guaranteed that your child will absorb the nutrients that they need from that food, no matter how small the quantity of the food is. I hope this makes sense.